Now we are told something else about this man. He gave an invitation to others to come and worship God. Now I pass over so many of the wonderful things that he did and come to chapter 30, verse 1. Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. Now his father carried on warfare against the northern kingdom, and they took them captive. You might think that Hezekiah would become king with a spirit of vengeance in his heart, a spirit of getting even. But notice, he opens up the temple of God, restores the worship, and gives a public testimony. Now he sends an invitation up to the northern kingdom. He said, you join us in worshiping God. What a marvelous, wonderful thing this is. And there is a return, you see, to the Word of God, which I think is very tremendous here. For instance, in verse 15 and 16, we're told, then they kill the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed, sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of the Lord, and they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received of the hand of the Levites. Now, you see what's happening? They're returning back to the Word of God. Oh, how we need that today, and we're beginning to see it. They read the Word of God. They returned to the Word of God. They realized it in their lives, and they were hearing and doing it. May I say to you that I probably sound like a square today, but there are things taking place even in our day. And may I say that the Lord Jesus has to be glorified and honored if blessing is going to come to the people. Now, he led in this reform. He went to the temple. He set a good example, and he took all the rulers of the city with him, and they went to the house of the Lord. He sent out invitations to his enemies. The northern kingdom had not been friendly. His father Ahaz had fought against them. He sent an invitation to them to come down and worship and to celebrate the Passover. And now they're returning back to the Word of God. Now all of this means that we have quite a remarkable man that we're dealing with here. And that man, of course, is Hezekiah. And I'd like for you to notice a little sidelight. Then I want to say two things about this man that's quite remarkable, and then a word about revival in our day and the possibilities of it. Now, will you notice that in verse 17, there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore, the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for everyone that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Lord. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves. Yet did they eat the Passover, otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon every one. Now, I think that's one of the loveliest things this king did. He returned the people to God and to God's Word, and sent out these invitations. And the northern kingdom, many came down out of these different tribes here to worship. And it was a marvelous gesture. But you see, these people hadn't had the Word of God all their lives. They'd been living in the northern kingdom, in the place of idolatry. And yet they had a hunger and desire to want to serve God and obey Him, and they came down. And they were supposed to have been cleansed, prepare their hearts for the Passover, and they weren't. And they went ahead and ate it without knowing that. And it was told Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, he prayed for them. And he said, the good Lord pardon everyone. Isn't that a lovely thing that he did? Because of the ignorance of these people. And he went on to pray, that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Now, wasn't that a marvelous, wonderful thing? It reveals that the form and the ceremony was not the important thing. It was the condition of the hearts of the people. And what a glorious, wonderful thing that you have here.